The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
The U.S. remains at odds with its NATO ally, Turkey. Mordor has positioned American military personnel between the Turkish military and Kurdish militias. Notice that at all the push points, we're there. Why? Just jonesing for the opportunity for the shooting to begin. Oh, how we love, how we machine gun Americans love us some war. Earlier this year, the threat of violent collision appeared real when the Pentagon promised to defend its positions and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan threatened to deliver an Ottoman slap to the U.S. Just get out. The Syrian civil war was and remains a tragedy. You know what? If we didn't have international instant communications and social media and what have you, most Americans wouldn't even know that this thing was going on. I gotta ask a question. When you got up this morning, did you think about the war going on in Syria? Or you probably thought, I want to check the weather to see how my friends on the Carolina coast are faring. I think I'm going to sit down and pray another rosary and ask Our Lady of the Seas, the Star of the Seas, to push that storm back out into the Atlantic. And if she can't do that or won't do that, or for whatever reason, can you weaken her? And look, now she's getting ready to make the button hook turn here. You see the latest, I'm looking at the latest projections here. From the Weather Channel. You got tropical force winds from Charleston, South Carolina, all the way to Norfolk, Virginia. It looks like Saturday or Friday, tomorrow afternoon or into early Saturday morning. What's that? He's in Wrightsville Beach. Mrs. O'Connell said wherever he goes, where's Jim Cantore at? He's on the Weather Channel right now with his iPad. Well, wherever Cantore is at is where you don't want to be. You know, the Weather Channel's actually miscalculated. They got the two chicks out there. They got Stephanie Abrams and Alexandra, I don't know her name. I don't know her last name. But they're also out there in... Just so we can be brought the calamity of a hurricane. Because people want to watch. We Americans, we not getting pictures of them hurricane blowing through them towns. Like the guys on the Weather Channel make great stunts. Or they do great on-camera stunts, right? When there's a 110-mile-an-hour wind gust and they're standing at a 40-degree angle to the ground, right? And the cameraman's going like, dude, you can stand there out there all you want. I'm going to get back in the car. It is so American. Well, we got to get you to, you need to see this up close. Do I? The Syrian civil war was and remains a tragedy, writes Doug Bandow. Here's his conclusion. Ultimately, the Trump administration appears to share the belief of the Obama and Bush administrations that it can transform the Middle East in America's image. But Washington's record when it attempts that is not just bad, it is catastrophically awful. It's time to say no more. Social engineering doesn't work at home. It has worse results when attempted overseas. President Trump has a unique opportunity to change the course of U.S. foreign policy for the better. It's time to bring America's troops home and leave at least one foreign problem, Syria, to others. You know, if Ron Paul would have been elected in 2008 or 2012, he promised that. I asked him this question. I interviewed Congressman Paul 21 times in the course of about 4 years. In one of those interviews, a long, long one that I conducted at the Southern Republican Leadership Conference in New Orleans. As a matter of fact, we have video of this somewhere. I think it's on our YouTube channel. If you're watching this on YouTube, if you search for Ron Paul, I think you'll see it. I asked him, what would you do your first day as El Presidente if you were elected? What was his answer? Bring your troops home. Which ones, Congressman Paul, President Paul? All of them. What about the treaty?
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to crusadechannel.com, click the join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca, having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.